Fridays are when we talk about business news with Sonia Sorich, digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
A big Sacramento law firm announced this week that it's dabbling in pot.
Yes, Chronic. Yes, they've heard all the comments about the name. This is a business law firm that appears to be the first Sacramento firm to publicize a marijuana practice. Now, basically, this is an attempt to become an industry leader before the statewide vote on legalizing marijuana for recreational use. And the cannabis practice will cover things such as taxation, regulatory compliance, and energy and water rights.
So this law firm, Chronic, which, by the way, is spelled with a K, it's one of the largest law firms in the Sacramento area. Could this damage their reputation?
It doesn't appear that that will be the case. They say that reception has been positive so far, and outside experts think that cannabis law will become a bigger area of practice in the future. And it's important to note that this firm is only counseling clients on state and local laws, as marijuana is still illegal under federal law and will remain so after the November 8th election.
The Sacramento River Cats announced plans this week to overhaul food options at Raleigh Field for the 2017 season. What can fans expect?
Details are still being finalized, but those involved in the plans call it a dramatic conversion. And this is an overhaul that will likely cover everything from hiring a stadium chef to redesigning the food stands and developing a new menu even.
So are the old standbys of hot dogs and nachos going away?
No, but don't be surprised if you see more artisan touches on those options. For example, the queso for nachos will be prepared in-house, and we'll see a lot more hot dog toppings at the stands. This includes options such as honey barbecue sauce and red jalapenos.
This kind of sounds similar to what the Kings did at the Golden One Center. Is that where the River Cats got the idea?
They say it's bigger than that. They say this is a move that many sports teams are making. Naturally, it comes as fans are becoming more food savvy, and these teams and their food options have to keep up with consumer tastes.
Construction on a new Sacramento music venue on Del Paso Boulevard is moving forward. This site has a unique history, right?
Yes, the project is called the Rink Studios, and it brings new life to a former roller rink on Del Paso Boulevard. This is about a $2 million investment, and we could see parts of it open in December or January.
Is this going to be like a concert hall?
Well, there is a performance space component, but beyond that, there's an even bigger vision for the entire project. This project will include studios and office space for people who want a career in music. Just as much as that concert space you mentioned, it's also designed as a music incubator, and the attention is geared toward younger performers. There will be opportunities for internships and other things of that nature.
In restaurant news, Folsom-based Jim Boy's Tacos is eyeing some business upgrades as it prepares for the future. What does this mean for customers?
Well, at some locations, you might see a new store look that includes traces emphasizing the brand's history. But on a larger level, Jim Boy's is basically making moves to keep up with a lot of the trends that are dominating the fast casual restaurant industry as a whole. And among those trends, you're probably not surprised, is alcohol. And we've heard that Taco Bell has a new cantina format that they're rolling out, not here yet at least, but this new format includes alcoholic drinks. And over at Jim Boys, the officials expect that these local stores will eventually offer margaritas in addition to the beer that's already available. Jim Boys has more than 40 sites and says that number could double in the next few years. They're pursuing sites in busy social hubs now, including possibly the area near Golden One Center.
What about national and international expansion plans?
Well, you probably remember that the company entered Texas a couple years back. It's since closed one of two Texas stores, but says that the state is still a priority. Also, Jim Boy's hasn't ruled out expanding to India, but that effort has been stalled due to the country's economy.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.